We're doing the laws of Shmone Esse, the 15th chapter of the Kitzur Shchanoch Mekor Chaim. Hatvila hi bimkom hakorban. We know that our prayer is in place of the sacrifices. V'lachen tzirich lizeher shetei dugmat hakorban b'chavana. So that's why we have to be careful that with our intent it will be like a sacrifice. V'lo yarev b'machshava acheret kmo machshava sheposelt b'kodshim. Just as we know that when it comes to the sacrifices, we have to be careful that our thoughts are pure. So too in our prayer, our thoughts should be pure. Mumad dugmat avoda, and we have to stand just as we would stand when we do the service in the temple. That's why it says in the temple, if you'd be leaning on something, that's not considered standing. And from there we learn that also during tefillah, if you're leaning on something, you need that support. The minute you're leaning, it's equal to sitting. That's why it's a problem dominating on a bus, you know. The bus is moving, you're holding on every second. It's like sitting. Every second that you don't have to hold on, you're standing. But every second that if you weren't holding on, you'd be flying. So then you might as well be sitting that second.
Is this 18?
Hmm? Is this 18? Yeah. Okay. And a person should have a set place, just like sacrifices. We know the sacrifices have specific places where they're slaughtered and where you sprinkle the blood. And in the sacrifices also, sometimes you had to touch the sacrifice to the wall of the altar. So too, one shouldn't have anything between him and the wall. One should try to pray by the wall. Obviously, you can't have everyone praying by the wall, right? A person should have nice clothing for prayer, just like the Kohanim had nice clothing for the service in the temple. But not everyone can afford that. But if you could afford it, so then it's nice to have nice clothing for prayer. Nonetheless, it's good that you have nice clean pants for davening. So some people have a nice jacket. You know, different people have different things. When I was in yeshiva, there were guys who had a shirt. They'd go to the bathroom a minute before davening and switch to a nice clean shirt for davening. Okay, in the United States, there were people put on ties for davening. It's nice that you have nice clothing in honor of davening.